Saturday night, 7 o'clock. You know what time it is, kids. It's time for Leave Luck Test Radio with your host, me, Von Kaiser, the German Sewing Machine, and...
Vanilla
What's
Assassin.
What's Vanilla mean?
Not too much.
That's all I care. And who do we have over there?
The Sad Man.
Sad Man. Sorry, we're just a little late. But thanks to the Switch, they took good care of us there. So we're only a minute late. But we are here, and we are ready to talk about a new topic. And I know... Listen, I don't even care. You could say whatever you want. Oh, first of all, I have a complaint from last week.
Yes.
Someone, a fan.
I'm always complaining.
I got a fan complaint.
Oh, no.
Yeah. From my Hungarian companion. She said that show last week was rigged, was fixed, should never have been. And she's Hungarian. She said it should never have been Austria versus Hungary.
Why?
Wow.
Did she say
she
why?
She said that was outrageous.
Did she
said
why?
She saw right through it.
Did she explain why?
She just, well,
why are
people lined up for the new Black Forest?
Why not? Hamilton? Why wouldn't they?
Because it was top two.
Oh, I see what you mean.
It was the top two in the show. And
I see what you mean.
Of course people want that. That is a favorite.
Well, she felt
and the
it
Budapest
was
and hung, and Budapest in Toronto.
But we did say.
I have a complaint about that complaint.
We called ourselves that. We said, look, it's our nostalgia. We said that.
We so did. We did mention, no, you know what? We no grew secret. Up with a bunch of the food. So naturally, it's easier to relate to food.
I would definitely go for a cochonilla instead of a pasta fazoo.
There you go.
There was no malice intended. No malice in wonderment.
We're just saying our bracket. What the best foods are.
That's it.
We're just giving of ourselves to all our fans and listeners.
Well, I'm glad we cleared it up.
Yeah, that's I'm just telling all our fans what the best food is. And that
never
is
malicious.
Clearly Hungarian.
Never
food.
Malicious.
And second to Hungarian food is Austrian.
There you go.
Our show proved it last week.
Our show proved it. Proved.
I'm sure Schwarzenegger would approve.
The proof is the proof, and that is the proof.
And that is the proof.
All right. Well, I know, and you hate brackets, whatever. I don't even care, whatever.
I kind of like them.
Okay, good.
Because
I got another one.
It's rubbing off.
It reminded me when I was making it. It's like, why do we do the brackets? It's because of this. All we're doing is we're discussing things that we like, but we're doing it in this format.
In a bracket form.
In a bracket form.
And I hope you listened to me last week and did pasta shapes.
No, but that is coming.
Okay.
But I was thinking about that. Like, I was thinking, well, how else can we discuss this? And I thought, if we discuss this in any other way, we'll be done in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
This does drag it out, and that's what we want.
Because the thing is,
drag it out, I think.
You know what?
You know what I mean?
You know what brackets do? Brackets gives
to organize
it. It gives us an idea of people, like the way people think, the psychology.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is psychology to this. It's you psychology. Can understand a person by choices they make in brackets.
It's psychology.
Peter, you're always playing psychologist with us.
Oh, psychologist with us.
Well, tonight is candy bars. Candy bars.
Chocolate.
And, I was
inspired. We should make a bracket.
Well, I did name it chocolate bars, but then I looked, and I actually.
So why are you calling it candy
bars? Candy bar. You know what?
Candy part of it.
Well, God, don't you agree? Candy bars are so 1950s. Let's go get a candy bar.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You know what I'm saying? Bar, but candy bars.
So you're not going to have a solid chocolate
arm or candy. But also, I was inspired a bit by Cherry Blossom because. Cherry Blossom discontinued.
So it's a spin-off.
Look at this. I knew it. See, man,
it's bequeathed. It's nothing in it I could resist, but next week I will bring. I just brought an empty box of Cherry Blossom. I enjoyed it. I was shopping.
Oh, you broke
it. And after a show last week, I saw that they'd be discontinued. Yeah. I picked one up and I just savored it. Savored it to the last drop.
Yeah.
I want to kill it.
It's amazing.
No, look at that.
Look at that yellow box.
Look at that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So what is that? It's not a bar.
It's chocolate. It's got like nice syrupy cherry.
No, but what do you call it?
Oh, it's good. Mm. Yeah, smell it. Mm. The smell is there.
It's clearly not a chocolate bar, so what is it considered?
Well, I put it on the bracket. That's why I'm saying candy bar.
But it's not a bar. It's a what is
that's
it?
That's the one. Okay.
It's an oval. It's a chocolate oval.
Okay, but you're right. Now, I don't want to get too far in the weeds on that, because you're right, because I have M&M's on here. I'm talking about when you go to the you know, the convenience store, and they're all there together. What do you call those? I don't know. They're chocolate.
You know what, though?
Chocolate.
Hello, listen.
Chocolate snacks.
Snacks.
Fine.
Yeah. I don't know.
Chocolate snacks.
I've never gone to the movies.
I was going to see movies, but then I switched. I said convenience store, I thought.
Mm-hmm. What did you say? Aren't they some movies?
I think you're in my head again. You're in my head again.
I thought you said movies.
I literally stopped.
I seriously thought you said movies.
No, because I knew some of these are not available at the movies, and that's why I stopped myself.
Weird.
Mm. And I said convenience store, but he was reading my mind again. That's okay. All right, well, let's get to the bottom of this, and let's see what, because I thought we've all eaten these, and we've done candy before. We haven't done this.
I love it. I thought
we did.
I thought so, too.
Like Arrow and all that stuff. I thought we did it. Coffee Crisp. I'm pretty sure we did.
I thought we did too.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was thinking, then who won?
I don't know.
See? It's not in your head because we never did.
It might be one of those Bernstein.
I think what we did was Halloween candies. So we did like the mini.
That was Halloween candy.
That's not this. I don't think we ever did this.
Did you check your files at home?
Because you remember which one won. Right, it was the little pills. The Rockets.
Smarties.
Rockets.
What they call Smarties in the States. Yeah.
Rockets won.
And that's no, what some of these candy. Like Smarties are on here as well, but Smarties were on the Halloween bracket.
So what took so long?
But this is
crossover.
Different.
There's Smarties can be crossover. They could be Halloween.
But this is like the when you go and you get a full-size bar, like what are you getting? Like, and I was thinking about that. I was like, I swear we did this. I swear we did. But we didn't.
It was Halloween. It was Halloween, boys.
In fact, if you remember, someone... A fan of the show suggested this to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember thinking at the time, it's coming. And I looked at my list of upcoming shows, show ideas, and it was on there still. And I never crossed it off because we never did it.
Mm-hmm. That's wild, man.
All right, so let's go. Kit Kat or Butterfinger? Who do you got? Kit Kat?
What are we basing it
on?
Taste? Look? Yeah. Aesthetics?
All of it.
I do like Kit Kat.
If it melts.
I'm going in Kit Kat.
You're at the store. This is a good one. You're at the store. There's a Kit Kat and a Butterfinger. You're getting one. Which one are you grabbing?
What kind of store am I at?
The kind of store that only has a Kit Kat or a Butterfinger.
Did I come home from work or from? Did I get there from work or from school? Or just off the street?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It does. It depends. That changes things.
It doesn't change anything. Just what are you going
to
pick?
Because if you go to school, preference? You might be in the mood for a Butterfinger, but if you're coming back from work, you might need a break. You'd get a Kit Kat.
I will tell you that. Oh, yeah. Well,
if you're just casually walking around taking a walk, then you could
pick love Kit Kat, but I prefer a Butterfinger, so I'm going to vote Butterfinger.
And this has to be the original. You know, sometimes like certain chocolates have like variations.
Kit Kat it's got to so be original. Variations.
Yeah, it's not the dark chocolate one. It's more the milk chocolate. The original one.
Wait, are you basing your answer on Bart Simpson?
No, but he did cross my mind.
Yeah. I did think of Bart Simpson with the Butterfinger.
I did too.
I think I
only had my Butterfinger.
I'm going for Kit Kat, but only because I think I only had Butterfinger once.
And really? Only
I'm
once?
Not really like in. I've never really sought really like out Butterfinger.
You know what I liked with the Kit Kat? The one, kind of the alterations they did. They made one, they made a huge
the
one.
The chunky.
The big chunky.
Love
that's
it.
Huge.
Love that
and
one.
That one is amazing.
That one
was
is a, amazing.
Yeah. It's a huge one, and I really like that. So
that is a great one.
Yeah.
Well, really, what are you picking those, same man?
A Kit Kat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's fine.
Yeah, I've always liked Kit Kat.
Kit Kat is good. It's a late, nice late snack.
That's what it is.
No, that's coffee, Chris. I was waiting for him to jump on me. I did it on purpose, but you didn't.
I was adjusting my hat.
That's what he was. He was.
All right.
All right. We got a Crunch Bar. So that's just the blue and the white. The Crunch. The Crunch Bar.
Oh, that's good. Yes.
Crunch Bar.
Wait, like thin.
It's got a little rice. A little rice in it. Yeah.
That was Big A's favorite chocolate bar.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it?
He was always talking about it. Yeah.
Oh, nice. You're
right. I think you're right. Up against Baby Ruth.
Crunch.
Oh, Baby Ruth.
Definitely
you know what?
Crunch.
You know that reminds me
I'm
of?
Not even thinking
I think, about it. I think the song was Crunches.
Remember?
As it munches. That's what I love.
Nestle Crunch.
Nestle Crunch.
Yeah, that is the one. You're right.
But remember Baby Ruth on the Goonies? Remember Locke? Yeah. Locke was Baby Ruth. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
remember.
He
right.
loved Baby Ruth, and that's
loved
what they're eating
it.
When
loved
they're
it.
Tied
that's
up.
That's right. I forgot
yes.
about that.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm going Crunch.
All right. Like what are you crunch. Going to say, man?
I do like the Crunch.
I went Crunch, too.
There's something weird to it.
Something about crunch. Those nice, yeah. airy, like, rice yeah. in it and just crunch.
My mouth is watering over a Crunch
very
bar.
Very nice. Very nice.
All right. Now we got just a straight Hershey bar.
Okay.
It's a classic Hershey bar.
Nice.
Yeah. And I have bought them from time to
Hershey,
time.
Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, just when you feel
wait,
like
a straight,
piece of
okay,
chocolate.
Straight Hershey
just a
bar,
piece
yeah.
of chocolate. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Up against Milky Way.
Oh.
Remind me of Milky Way.
I think Milky
I'm
Way.
I'm doing Milky Way.
I've had Milky Way, right?
Yeah, you have.
Mars? Is that Mars? That's like a Mars bar. Is that the same thing?
No.
Oh, no, that's
no.
a white wrapper.
Yeah, Milky it's Way a white, white wrapper. Exactly. It's yes. a white, yep.
Yeah.
And it's gotten...
It's that chewy.
Yeah, it's like a nougat
it.
Or something. It's
yeah,
sticky.
I'm going Milky Way. Yes.
Yeah. It's like a nougat, I think.
Well, I just realized, I don't know... Yeah, no. Okay. What are you picking?
Milky Way.
I'm picking Hershey Bar. What are you picking?
I'm doing Milky Way.
Milky Way. Okay. Milky Way is good.
It's very, there's going to be a lot of negative feedback
somehow
on this, I think.
I don't know
because,
what happened here, but I'm looking at my bracket, and Mars Bar is not on here.
No,
but I'm putting it on
that's
right now.
That's a huge one.
Cherry Blossom is out.
No. You can't.
Mars
do that.
Bar is in.
Get rid of some other one then.
No. Well, Cherry Blossom wasn't going to win.
That mixes things up. It might.
You know what? Mars has to be on. You know why?
Because it's going out of business.
We okay, fine. Smarties is out.
Yes.
Fine. Yeah, fine.
You know what?
Fine.
Mars Bar nobody has to be in Smarties. Because that was one of the originals when they first started making chocolate bars.
Okay. Fine. No, I don't know what happened there. I'm sorry.
Everybody hates Smarties. Get rid of them.
Okay. Fine.
Because you always have to eat the red one last. If you don't, then you get in trouble.
Okay, Mars Bar. No, I don't know what happened there. Mars Bar has definitely got to be in. Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
For sure.
Okay. Eat More. Remember Eat More?
I do.
It was like a flat. It was, just reminded me of a...
I don't remember
it was
that.
Very...
I know
yeah,
the
it
name.
Was all in capital it was letters. Bendy. It was in capital letters.
Yes,
right?
I've never had it.
Bar.
I've never
yes.
tasted it,
but
guys.
It was very leathery almost.
Yeah.
I've never had it. I know the...
O. Henry.
The big letters.
O. Henry for sure.
O. Henry.
Nothing beats O. Henry.
I have to do...
Of fudge.
I have to do O. Henry. I love O. Henry. I've never had Eat More, so I can't really choose.
Eat More is weird. It's very... Yeah, I think you would have went O. Henry anyway, so that's fine.
Okay.
I definitely went O. Henry. I love that you can go to Bulk Barn and just get O. Henry pieces.
Yeah.
They're fine. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Even the little Halloween, during Halloween.
But are they
real
or are they bootleg?
I think they are real, but I can't tell the difference. But it's great to just buy a little bagels and just...
But you know what? Sometimes the derivations of them, like the little ones, the wannabes, they're really good too. The no-name ones that want to imitate them, they're pretty good too.
Yeah,
no, sometimes, you don't spend as much money either, and it tastes pretty good.
I'll tell you what little Jimmy's favorite bar is. It's that million-dollar one or whatever it's called, the million...
I didn't put it on here because it's...
What was it called?
I may have had it once. Because I didn't put 100 grand or Payday or...
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's his favorite.
Because they're rare here. They're rare. Payday I do like a lot. I don't know if you guys have it.
I think that's more American.
It is American.
I think it's more in the U.S.
It, but it's just covered in peanuts. It's really good.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't put it on, so...
Are we living in the States or are we living in Canada? Canadian
it's like we're like the 51st state.
Are we the 51st state or not?
That's what it's like. So I don't know. All right. I got one that you love. Big Turk.
Oh yes, yes. I'm picking that. Yes, that's my top.
It's up against Arrow Bar.
Three. Oh, that's my other top.
No, the Assassin. You are Arrow.
Oh, my
no.
Two favorites.
Oh no,
Arrow. You know what, Turkish Assassin? Delight. You are Arrow.
Oh, with chocolate poured all over.
You'll disappoint me if you don't go for Arrow. Because
it's so Narnia. Those are.
Where are you going?
I'm doing Arrow.
I don't know what to do.
Not the minty Arrow. I'm just original. It's the original Arrow.
I don't know what to do.
You know those times when you're hungry, but you don't want to eat like heavy chocolate? This just eat it. It's just nice. It melts your mouth.
Why? Why did you put these
nothing
guys
else?
Up?
Yeah, isn't chocolate. That what it is?
It's just
bubbles.
Air bubbles.
And yeah, but wasn't the commercial, what did they say about it, about the bubbles?
Wait, I'm still panicking.
That
about
it's
this.
Light in air. It floats away. What
was it? I don't know. It's just good. It's just very nice.
But they had a funny commercial about the bubbles.
And then they were focusing it towards women, too, didn't they?
Yeah, they were. They were.
Yeah, it's like a female trip.
I remember that. I remember that. Yeah, they did do that.
Yeah.
And I think that's when I switched over to Big Turk.
Yeah, because it's clearly Arrow chocolate marketed towards men. Big Turk.
Yeah, Big Turk.
Big Turk.
Oh, you said Big Turk. No.
I have to go Arrow. I'm sorry. I do love Big Turk. I do like it. Yeah. I like it. I like Turkish Delight. But I do Arrow Bar. My grandma, I don't know, Eastern European, whatever, Yugoslavian, Hungarian, we're not even sure, but Croatian, I think. Okay. She used to make a chocolate cake, and her source of chocolate for the icing was Arrow bars. She would melt them.
And nice. She's a smart woman. I used to melt Arrow chocolate in my hot chocolate. It melts the air. It melts very easily.
Technically, if she's Hungarian, then it's Central Europe.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's
okay,
right.
Okay.
That's
well, I can't make that mistake.
Fair. Absolutely. All right.
So Arrow wins that one.
That kills me. Growing up, Arrow was my favorite.
What? And it's going up forward, though. But I get. Listen, I love Big Turk.
Man.
Wunderbar. Versus Crispy Crunch.
Oh, Crispy Crunch.
Wait, what? Didn't we do Crispy Crunch?
No, that's a Crunch Bar. Crispy Crunch
is my favorite.
More rectangular. Like, it's a...
Oh, yeah.
It's thinner. It's...
I just went over this with...
It's more peanut buttery, Jimmy. I think. It's got more layers of peanut
butter.
It's
got a crispy...
Crunch Bar... Why can't Crunch Bar is rice.
So you guys know, the best...
You'll know Crispy Crunch.
The best Dairy Queen Blizzard was a Crispy Crunch Blizzard.
Oh, really?
But they discontinued it in Canada, which sucks.
Oh, is it that white, red, like black
look at it.
Thing? Yes.
Crispy Crunch.
Yeah. The inside is kind of hard. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. It has a nice coffee. Crispy, and it sticks to your teeth.
And what was it again?
It's sponge coffee. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yes.
Wunderbar. I'm going Wunderbar.
Wunderbar?
Yeah.
I'm going Crispy Crunch.
Crispy Crunch.
Oh, okay.
It was like a sponge or something inside.
I think you're, yes, it was. It was.
With bubbles in there.
Yep.
No, that was Wunderbar.
Bubbles.
Wunderbar was the one with the spongy.
No.
Oh, you know, you're right.
Yeah, Wunderbar was
Crispy Crunch is crispy, the peanut butter.
It was
one.
A thin, it was a very Wunderbar. low profile, thin, crispy. You can snap it.
I don't
you
know which one snap. I like better, though. Wait. I kind of like Wunderbar.
Wait, yeah, what you guys are talking about is Wunderbar. It's got that kind of the
yellow.
It's yes,
like yellow.
That's Wunderbar.
Wunderbar is the sponge top.
Crispy Crunch is a thin, low one, and you snap it.
Thin, low.
It's very. Crunch. It's got no profile.
I've got to go Crispy Crunch then. Yeah.
All right. I
like Wunderbar too.
I'm going to give a vote to Wunderbar just because I do like it.
I like Wunderbar too, yeah.
Crispy Crunch won. Okay. All right.
All right.
Now we've got Mr. Big, which I always confused with Henry, but it's not. It's Mr. Big. Mr. Big versus...
When you're this big, Sweet they Marie. Call you Mr.
No, this is weird. I know.
Sweet Marie. The cherry blossom.
No, Glossettes.
Glossettes are chewier than ever before. I'm going Glossettes. Yes.
Is it... Wait. Is it raisin or peanut?
I knew you were going
to
say
raisin or peanut. There's a raisin. Difference.
It's classic. It's your best... It's up to you. It's your best...
Raisin, then.
You can be as generous as you want.
Remember chewing down on the raisin and then that juice comes out? Yeah, I'm going Glossettes.
And a handful. Put a handful in your mouth.
Glossettes, for sure.
And you got the irregular shape.
Day long.
Von Kaiser, the irregular shape, too. Yes. No, it's all part of the fun. Yeah. It's not all uniform. All
right. No.
It's obviously you throw it in, you cover it with chocolate.
It didn't always
chocolate.
Have that little hummingbird egg shape to it.
Yeah.
Some of them
it's all over
some
the
of them
place.
Are warped, yeah.
You know what? It's like the chocolate cousin of Nerds.
Yeah. Yes.
That's to say the shape-wise. The Big Brother.
You remember Rosebuds?
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Snowpokes.
Snowpokes.
I think Nielsen. I made a mistake up here.
All right.
Did we do Cherry Blossom yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
We talked about it.
Versus Crunchy.
No, you wanted to get rid of it.
Okay, but no, okay. So Cherry Blossom versus Crunchy. I think we might have done it, and I might have put it up against Mars. Anyway, forget it. It's Cherry Blossom versus Crunchy.
Which one's Crunchy again?
Crunchy is like...
can you show me a pic of Crunchy? Yeah. I'm just having a hard time picturing.
I know. Wait, I'm sorry. I think I messed
up. I love this. This is Crunchy. This is Crunchy. I can't picture it for some reason.
I'm pretty sure. Wait.
That's the way crunch, 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 crunch we love.
Wait a minute. Crunchy's, no, wait. Crunchy is Wonder Bar.
That thing.
Wait a minute. I'm so
that's confused. Wonder Bar. Yeah, what's happening? Wait, what? That has that yellow
sponge. I think Crunchy is the same as Wonder Bar. Wait. Wait a second.
One, they used the German name. The other one, they used a North American name.
I don't think I've had Crunchy. I've never tried Crunchy.
Yeah, you did. Look at the picture.
I've seen it, no, but wait, I've never had it.
I know you had it.
I can't recall.
Guys, I need to know what is... Okay, Wonder Bar is outside layer of rich chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the inside?
Filled with golden thick caramel and a peanut butter pairing. Okay, so it's a thick bar that will stick to your ribs. It's peanut butter and chocolate, apparently.
That's the Wonder Bar?
Yeah. I was thinking, this is the one I was thinking of. The crunchy is the sponge toffee. How come we don't know our chocolate bars?
Yeah, what's happening?
I thought we would know this inside out.
It's been a while.
I know, it's weird, right?
It's because I can't eat them anymore. That's why.
Well, it's Cherry Blossom versus Crunchy.
Well, since I'm confused on the Crunchy, I'm going Cherry Blossom.
That's fair. What are you doing, Sam, man?
Let's give it a Blossom.
Oh, let's give it to Blossom.
Cherry Blossom.
I don't know. I can't recall eating Crunchy.
I have to, because I want to get away from the Crunchy, Crispy Crunch, Crunch
Bar. Exactly. Let's break
it. So there's all crunches.
They're all crunchies. Crunchy, Crunch Bar, and Crispy Crunch.
Are they all made by the same company?
Forget the crunch. I hate the crunch.
Let's get rid of the crunch chocolate.
Anything that's crunch is out. All right, now we had some buys in the first round, so now we get to see what those
some
are.
Right.
So now Kit Kat is going up against Snickers. Snickers is like...
Say, man, I can hear the crunching in here. We're just talking about crunching.
I just did that for some sound effects. Yeah. That was my sound effects.
He's doing Foley, like Foley artist. All right, so Snickers...
versus who?
Kit Kat.
Oh, Kit Kat, for sure. Wow. Snickers is too peanutty for me.
I'm going Snickers. Really? I love Snickers.
It's just too much
for me.
Love
it.
It's too much to handle for me.
Well, that's the idea,
it's
right?
Not it's not as like, light as a Kit Kat.
They were like, weren't they like marketing? Mars Bar and Snickers, they're both kind of marketing as dirty energy bars.
Yeah, rest or play.
Yeah. That's right. It's like a meal replacement, a Snickers bar.
No, and Snickers, you're having a bad day. And he gives you a Snickers.
Oh, yeah,
you
go
back.
Was,
you revert
yeah.
back
yeah.
to your normal self.
Yeah.
Angry. It fills you up.
Yeah. Angry, so yeah. That commercial would have been me walking around, but then when I bite into that Snickers, and then I turn into Von Kaiser.
Exactly.
I got the energy back.
Well, which way are you going, Sam, man? Kit Kat.
This is hard. I like both of them. Oh, man.
I love a mini Snickers. But Kit Kat is.
What about a full size Snickers? Are you a mini guy?
I think you're right. I think that's the problem. Well, it seems so crazy, right? It is like a big piece of... It's like a log. I don't know. I like a mini Snickers. You know what I mean? Just a little mini one.
Oh, yeah, the Halloween ones.
Fun size.
Twix better be on here.
Oh, we got to buy. It's next.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what to pick, man, because I love the Kit Kat, but I love the Snickers. Snickers fills you.
Yeah.
Snickers... I mean, Kit Kat, I just like the snack.
Snickers really satisfies.
It does.
Snickers really satisfies.
It satisfies you.
Satisfies you.
Remember that.
Satisfies you.
Give me Kit Kat.
Oh, no way.
Only because of my childhood. That was at one point my favorite chocolate.
Okay.
That was my favorite chocolate when I was young.
All right, Kit Kat wins it. I gave a vote to Snickers.
I do love Snickers.
All right, now
that's
we got
sad.
Twix.
That was hard.
Now Twix is going up against Crunch Bar. That's blue and white.
Is it left side Twix or the right side Twix?
Twix.
You get one of each.
I'm going the left Twix.
Okay, and what is the other one?
I always like left side better.
Crunch Bar.
Crunch. Give me a Crunch Bar.
Well, I have to. Out of those two, I got to go Twix. I remember as a kid, I don't know why, but Twix was like the most exotic one to me.
Yeah,
like
even the wrapper.
Twix, the wrapper. It had two pieces. Yeah. It was just, there's something about it. Like
the two logs.
Yeah,
it
like had when that someone gold. Had a Twix,
I love,
like,
you know what?
Wow, they have Twix. Because it has the cookie crunch.
Exactly. You know what? The disclaimer, guys,
that crunch again.
Just because I vote for one doesn't mean I don't like the other.
Oh, exactly.
Why did
so that's a disclaimer here. We love all the chocolates. It's just, you just pick the one that kind of talks to you at the moment.
But Twix to me was just like, that was like, I don't know. I remember going to in grade school. Just like if I saw some of the Twix, it's like.
And I remember Crunch Bar. In 1993, and I was working at an establishment, and they're giving out free Crunch Bars.
Oh.
And
I love Crunch
Bars. It was so nice. I still remember it, and it's just great. So that's why, a little nostalgia.
Love it.
Dang.
All right, now we got Milky Ways up against Reese Cups. Reese Cup.
Milky Way versus Reese Cups. Reese Cups.
Yeah, I'm doing Reese.
It's a sweep.
Is Easter Reese, cream for egg sure. on there?
No,
I would have wanted to see that go up against Cherry Blossom.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Sorry,
I didn't put it on there. I guess because it's seasonal. But a Reese Cup to me is just—it's the only one on here out of all these candies that I've made myself.
Oh, there you go. Nice. That's good.
No, honestly, that's all you do is get a muffin tin.
Yeah.
You melt some chocolate.
Nice.
I did this. You pour chocolate.
I did the Reese cup once, like a big sized one.
Okay.
I made it for a nephew once.
Oh, you made it?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah,
so you put a base layer of peanut butter. Filling. You put peanut butter?
I put peanut butter and jelly.
Oh.
I didn't put jelly
on it. Hello. Hello.
I made some peanut butter ones too, but I put peanut butter jelly. You put almost anything in there.
Dang. Then I should have done that.
Put the chocolate top on and let it cool, and you can make yourself Reese cups.
Yeah.
That's awesome. If you use
them, put in the fridge. Muffin liners. It even has the ridges, like the
exactly.
They look exactly like Reese cups.
I use like a big pie. You know what? Sheet.
I'll never
outstanding.
I'll never find the picture.
My sister said it tasted just like it too.
It was unbelievable. Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, what are you guys holding out on me, man? Make some for me next week.
Bring some in next week. Once.
What's that?
Funnel cakes worked out too once.
I should really try and make those again.
Try funnel cakes.
I got to find that pick because they were unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right. Wait, I got to make a note to make Reese cups. Sorry. I'll bring some next week.
We should all make Reese cups.
Reese cups.
We'll all share.
All right. Now we got, who do we have here? O. Henry.
Della Reese.
Is up against Score Bar.
Score bar. Wow.
It's like,
what happened to Score
Bar? It's European. It's got a little crown on it or something. I think it's like under appointment to the King of Denmark or something. You
know what I mean? Score is good in terms when it's in like a McFlurry or a Blizzard.
Oh, I love it.
That's a Score one.
It's got the toffee, toffee layer. Right. That's right?
Yeah. Against who?
O. Henry.
O. Henry for sure, yeah. I'm going O. Henry. That's classic. That's
cool. Yeah, give me O. Henry.
Ah, you guys are killing me.
Who was Henry?
I don't know.
O. Henry.
I mean, O. Henry is an author, but that's not how he spells it. But Score Bar, guys, Score.
No, Snickers are out. Like I said, I like Score.
Score for a while was my number one. Like, I think it was like late 90s. It's all I ate was Score Bar. I love Score Bar.
So you're right.
It's a mix in for.
And nothing beats
that flavor.
Nothing beats it. Yeah,
it's got it's really crisp,
and you get a good mix. It mixes well. It mixes really well when you put it into like a Blizzard and stuff. That's why I always get Blizzard, like Score Blizzard.
I love it. Well, we're never gonna get through all this, but let's try to get through one more. Mars Bar.
Yep.
Versus the Cherry Blossom.
Cherry Blossom.
Come on. Guys,
Mars Bar again. It's like Snickers.
Mars Bar is kind of plain. Who cares? It's
too much for me to handle.
Well, the Mars Bar is just kind of meh. It's just Mars
Score
Bar.
Would have knocked out Cherry Blossom for
Cherry
me.
Cherry Blossom. I mean, look at these three cherries on there.
Are we all deciding Cherry Blossom?
One for you. One
are
for
we all doing Cherry?
It smells so good.
Let's do Cherry.
I did Cherry Blossom.
Let's do Cherry Blossom.
Pass it over. I want to smell it.
Yeah, open it up. Take a whiff in there.
Smell just black. Smell I close there. It right away so that it. Then,
I mean, oh, it smells like Easter.
There you go.
Dang.
Close it up. You just want the
there
smell
you go, guys.
All right.
There you go.
Let's see. We'll do one more. Caramilk.
Caramel.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Is up against Crispy Crunch.
Crispy Crunch for me.
Is that the rice one?
No.
It's a low profile crispy one.
Crispy Crunch is the white and the red and the.
Yes.
It's the Crispy Crunch. It's
versus
like,
who?
It's like peanut buttery. Versus Caramilk.
The Caramilk.
The secret of the Caramilk.
Oh, yeah. Remember the devil caramilk, in that commercial? Yeah. Anything?
I will go. This one's really tough for me.
Yeah, the guy would have given his soul for that.
Oh, it's a coin flip for me.
Oh,
he would have given his soul for that.
No, that commercial, too. Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to go Caramilk. Only because, I don't know.
Okay, I'm happy. I'm happy for that.
That was a tough one. All right, well, we'll be back next week to finish this off. But
anything?
And we got to learn our chocolate bars, apparently.
Oh, you know what? Do the commercial.
Which one?
Oh, let's do a caramel commercial.
Well, there's no time now.
There's no time.
Oh,
we will. Yeah,
all right.
We literally got 8 seconds. So
that's it.
Yeah. All right. So for me, Von Kaiser, the German Steel Machine, and
Vanilla Assassin,
and
the Sandman.
Bye bye.
See ya.
Hey, students. Have you stumbled in your course and want a fresh start? Well, At the Best University has your back. AU offers more than 850 courses that align to your program, so you can retake your course online, turn that grade around, improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit atthebestu.ca to browse our online courses and transform your education today.